Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, today is the day that God has blessed us to be on the television. We thank God for this opportunity once again. So we're just here to ask some of the veterans that have questions tonight want to be answered. And that's the purpose of what we're doing today. Hopefully, someone will call in and ask the question. Because every soldier needs help. Once he comes out of the military, he needs assistance from someone within the outer limits as well as inside the veterans. So we're here to try to help someone to answer a question, and we just Teddy Bear's going to be on in a few minutes. If two other people are going to call in, we got a couple of questions just want to ask. But in the meantime, one thing I can say to you today is this. What God has done for us, God will help us like never before. One of the things we have to remember is this. Can we trust God? There are many folks out there are talking the talk but not walking the walk. What's different between doing what God wants and doing what you want to do? You do what God wants to do. God puts some positions on someone. As veterans, we're being put in position of other veterans. As a result of that, our prayers are to help us get to the next level. Next level is important piece for everybody we need. As I say this to you with love in my heart and understanding, the more you can hear what God is saying to you, hello? Well, I mean, I'm on the air right now. You dial the right number? Okay, 7 Okay, let's go to 713-768-0764. All right, then. All right, okay, thank you. I don't know about this. It's for the soldier. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna tie you into it. Hey, Teddy Bear. Okay, go ahead and talk. They hear you. Go ahead.
How you doing? My name is Teddy Bear. How can I help you, ma'am or sir?
Well, one of the things that we just putting on a live, we put it on about the veterans that need some help or support. And I've had 2-3 questions that somebody has called in and asked me a question. What is it?
Okay.
I have been in service and they have not got all the things. How do I go about trying to go back and get my benefits reinstated?
First, you gotta enroll at the VA hospital first. That's the first number one thing you gotta do. Once you do that, you go from there. You find out, you go to eligibility or see what you're eligible for. After that, then if you have a claim or any disability that you have claims that you already have open or before, see that you got any disability, Vietnam vets, any military that you served in a war zone or anything that you served in any military services. So you got to go to the Veterans Affairs, the DAV, or Texas Commission. We got one in the hospital. We got both of them in the hospital on the second floor. And then we got the we got the regional office. You can go over there to the regional office and you can go to the phone, and they can prompt you. They got a listings of any kind of assistance that you can get, but they do have a Texas Commission and a DAV in the regional office. So, but you got to make the steps to you got to do the legwork to get your get your benefits. It took me 10 years to get mine. I retired in 2010. I did 2 tours in Iraq. I did 26 years total.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I said someone texted in and said that the question that they're asking said, why does it take so long to get the benefits? Why does it take so long?
Why it takes so long? It's 3 reasons. the workload at the VA, how you did and where your claim, and it's time. Time over time, that's why it took so long. And the who you do your the person that do your benefit or your claim can plays a lot of part of distance and how long would it take? Your strength.
Another question.
That okay.
Another question that someone has asked me personally was, every time I hear you talking about going to VA, what are the real benefits? Can I get my teeth, my eyes? What do I have? What do I get if I'm a veteran that I find out that I qualify? What do I? What kind of benefits? Health benefits? Do I get health benefits?
Okay, if you 100% just like me, you get all the things that you get total. You get, like, the word total and permanent. That's how your health benefits go. You get everything, that word that everybody loves, is called free at the VA. You don't have no co-pays, no nothing. You just, you can use it for your regular doctor, your health benefits. And you don't have to pay nothing if you're 100%. Nothing is free. You can basically just go down. Anything that you need, health-wise, doctor-wise, if you're 100%, it's free.
Now, what if you're not 100%?
Sir?
What if you're not 100%?
Well, you got some co-pays. You got to pay some co-pays. A lot of people pay a lot on their medicine or any bills that you accumulate at the VA. Most of the vets don't have a bill. But if you, like, dental and stuff, they have to pay out of pocket. Or if they got a secondary insurance, they can claim it, and they can just do the secondary reimbursement. They can use a secondary insurance, health insurance. They can pay for the treatment with a secondary insurance.
If they're not 100%, so they got to have something to come out of pocket on, right?
Yes. Yeah, they have to. They have a copay on everything or a bill on everything. But that's, you know, if you, like I said, you have to have a secondary insurance to cover your insurance, to cover the VA. It's just like any other hospital in the public. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, another question that I think one has asked me, they said, well, once you go to VA, you register and you get all the stuff, and they take your records and they put it in a record.
Can you talk a little louder? I can't hardly hear you.
Okay. One of the things that they come to find out is this. Once that they go to the VA in Houston, I've been talking to a lot of folks in Houston. I met a sergeant major who's a female, and she's from Atlanta, Georgia. And she's got to get her eye checked on. And she's not 100%, but she's still in the military.
Okay. The military is going to take care of that. That's a different scenario. If she's still in the military, the military, the okay, DOD, DOD will take care of that. You know what I'm saying? That's another facility. They would, DOD would take care of that. Department of Defense will take care of that.
Wow.
She might have to. Let me finish saying that.
Okay,
she might have to. She might have to pay. She might have to pay a copay. She might have to pay a copay or pay something, but overall, she'll get probably reimbursed if she come out of pocket. She might have a secondary. She might, you know, she might have a secondary insurance.
Mm-hmm. So, regardless of government, but they put
the
money back.
Well, she might have dry care, a Champ VA.
Okay.
Usually, the, when you're in the active duty, them the two insurance that they might have, like I said, they might have dry care or a Champ VA. Them the two that they use when they mostly use on active duty, especially dry care when you're on active duty.
Well, this was a question that came up to me. Okay. My wife and I, this man and another man that was talking, the woman is not, she's married to a veteran, but the question was raised, does she get any benefits while he's still alive? What does she get?
Okay, if she's 100%, she's getting the same thing that you'll get. But she get a little stipend money. That's one. I think between 100 and 750. I think. That'll person check. The insurance check. She have. She wants to go. To the VA, I go to outside hospital. If he VA, she had to go out of the source.
Well, let me ask this question. Okay, what about when you go to, I went to Walmart and I went to Kmart and I told them, I said, I'm a veteran. And they told me, we don't accept those. We don't accept from the veterans.
Okay, it's certain things, certain places that they accept, you got certain discounts at certain places. At certain time and certain places for veterans.
Okay. Well, then since Kmart and the other two companies, they're the biggest ones, but yet when it comes wartime, we defend their rights. Why come they give us a percentage of discount? Can you answer? Maybe can.
I can't answer that one, but it's up to the instructions of mostly of people that works at the for the company and stuff, and that's part of their forte. But that is true. When it comes to wartime, they give you all kind of discounts. Because I think a lot of people, a lot of veterans come back from war or in war, and they come home, and they want them the skin they spending money at the stores and stuff like that. It's all about the money.
Uh-huh. So part of the company.
And I think, huh?
No, I said also have a I'm 47 years old. I mean 67 years old, so
uh-huh.
I need to get a discount, huh?
Yes, which I can't understand what you say.
I said if I'm not a veteran, I'm 65 years old.
If you're not,
Do they give me a discount if I go different places? If I'm not a veteran, do
okay,
I go different
okay.
places?
No, if you're not a veteran, you won't get the discount. If you can probably get you won't get the military discount, but they do have for civilians too. You know,
okay.
Around like civilian, if they market it or have it in a newspaper or anything, that's the discount they'll give you for the public. It's a public thing.
Okay, all right. Well, the other, next question number is this. I said the next question that I'm meeting up somebody on Facebook. They said the question is. Persons they live in Georgia, not Georgia. That's
okay.
they live in New York.
Okay.
And they're coming out of the military, and they want to come all the way to California. Can they take the state benefits to them over there when they go from one place to another place?
Well, everything if they service connected, it should follow them. That's all they have to do is enroll in there, and their benefits should stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask.
What's coming on Facebook is this, and they said the person saying, okay, so what if I have a ministry, and I'm a man. I'm in the ministry, and I'll be able to help some soldiers. How to help them? Do I get dishonored or what?
I can't understand what you said.
Okay, I said a question was, I'm a minister, but yet I'm a veteran.
Uh-huh.
Can I use any benefits to help some other soldiers out there?
For being a minister,
but also I'm a veteran. I don't have 100%. I do have a tendency to help other people out there. I've got to put clothes on them, buy some food for them.
For your grandkids and stuff like that.
No, different people that meet in different places. We see them all over Houston, and they're so we try to help them by giving them something, buying them some shoes or feed them or what. How do we go back to the veteran and tell them about it? The veteran give us some money or what?
For veterans, I mean, if you're gonna do a non-profit organization to help the homeless vet or help the homeless vets or homeless people, you can,
mm-hmm.
it's a organization can help you. You can just start your 502 or 50 something business to get. Some funds from the federal government. You can get a grant to help that, to start an organization to help other veterans and other people in the community.
Okay. You said a 501? 501-2 or 501-3?
I think it's five or something. But
okay.
It's a province area. I mean, organizations can help to get you a grant, or you can get a grant to open a business, or to do that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I have a brother now who got hurt in military, and with that agent on, and his daughter.
Yes.
His daughter gets some supplies of that. I know that she comes out of the VA also. Does she still pay for that stuff? She come out there, they give it to her free of what?
If she's service connected for Agent Orange, and she's getting paid for that, she got all the right in the world to get what she needs.
I mean, some of the questions come up. A lot of people be talking with me, and I saw. So when we get on there, maybe Teddy Bear can help us. But see, what we're doing, Teddy Bear, we're talking to the people all over the United States of America and certain parts of Africa.
Yes, sir.
And we're kind of reach them, tell them it's a possible for them. We don't have all of the real solutions, but we do have to point them in. You know how to point them in the direction they go. And in them, sometimes they have to have patience. Two or three, they got 50% of this. Well, man, ain't we wasting my time? No, it's not. Anything you get from the government is not a waste of time.
Well, you gotta be. Most of the time, it's just, like I said. You got to have patience. Patience, and you got to have that. You know, so much. To get your benefits, to be patient with the staff, and you just gotta be enduring. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
God said, not the fast, like not the fast.
Yeah.
It's not the fast that win the race. It's the one that endures the race.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's not giving us a strong, but it's we that endure the race. Well, the question that really comes up most of the time. Now, when you get that 100%, you get 100% in time. You can get your taxes.
Yes, you get your taxes. You get your taxes reduced. You don't have to. You got so much. You know what I'm saying? And your taxes will be reduced. You'll be exempt. And you at 65 and over, you'll be already exempt. But you'll be double exempt for say you're 100%, and you at that age.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Okay. One or two more questions on Facebook. The question that this person raised is, I'm not yet in the military. Is it wise to enter to the military? The question that one person said, I'm finishing school. I'm going to college. Should I? In high school, should I enter to the veteran, become a military person, or not?
It's up to if that's what they want to do, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's a good life. The military is a good life for who want to make it what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What you make out of the military. like life. And it teaches you, it disciplines you, it helps you out when you get out. If you save your money, and you'll be squared away when you get out or retire, and you got a lot of benefits, to your advantage. And if you get a disability, that's even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. Anything you want to say to the people while we got 2 minutes left on here? Anything you want to say?
Yes, what you say?
We got about 2 minutes, about 2 or 3 minutes left on the broadcast. But I want to take the first thing to thank you, Teddy, for coming on this line and encouraging some people. And I know that a lot of folks, some folks won't, they won't come right back, but they'll send me a text or put them on Facebook and ask a question. So I try to help them as much as I can to understand what they're going through as veterans. One thing that I found out, they said with this new bill that they got coming up in Congress, where they got $409 billion, this president wants to take this money and shift it over to building this wall. The question is, will Congress let them do that?
Well, I can say only a little bit about that. It's up, you know. I think the Veterans Administration or who Donald Trump appointed, he's doing his best ability to serve to treat to get the veterans what they need, the money that they need. And I think he's doing an outstanding job. And I think President Donald Trump, he's doing his best ability of what he got. You know, I'm not saying everything is right, but he's doing his best of what he has. And give him credit. You know, I can give him some credit. You know,
the question is that the Supreme Court passed the bill that he requested. He want to take the money that's in the president is, and take that money. He wants to build thing that in New Mexico want to build that wall. Yeah.
I can't really comment on that because is you know I feel you know how would I say about this?
Well, let me say that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I feel that, you know, he's just tired of people just coming over here, getting out, weaving all the benefits from us. And we got homeless people and sick people here in the United States. And I think he's just trying to protect the United States. That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm on the same what they said of the money, but see, since the president does not control money, the representative will not release the money to him.
Yes.
And that's what fight comes because that money is supposed to go to the veterans and to during the wartime. That money is supposed to go to them. He wants it to come to what he wants to build a wall. But there was no money given for him to build that wall.
It hasn't been approved. I don't think it's been approved yet. He got to go through so many. He got a lot of red tape before he get that money.
I I support every president, but I know every veteran needs ATLP. And I'm gonna give you the last one. Okay. So the next time we come on, we're gonna have some more down questions. I'm gonna see if I can email and tell you so we can see some questions they're gonna be asking. So some don't know that they put it on Facebook. I try to get all they give me on Facebook. I don't know we're gonna be on every Saturday at 10 o'clock, and the more people come on, I can increase the time that we have on there. But I want to thank you. May the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Peace of God with you. God bless you, Teddy Bear.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Okay. And have a good time. God bless you now.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.